The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the overall subject that we are discussing is that of Shaitan. Shaitan has been talked about so much. It's almost like this boogeyman that we scare our children with, that Shaitan will come, you know, and we take that for granted and we don't realize the power of Shaitan. But if we look at the Quran, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mix up His description of the dangers of Shaitan, and He talks about it similar ways in many verses. For example, He says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 208, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. He says, O you who believe, submit to Allah completely and perfectly. Yeah, and you submit to Him. Yani don't be partial in your submission. Don't pick and choose what you submit to. Why? Because if you do, something will happen. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow in satanic footsteps. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is your manifest enemy. Yeah? And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes in the Quran. And the reason we have to be on guard at all times is because Shaitan uses different stratagems, different ways of attacking us, right? And this is something that, again, he mentions very clearly in the Holy Quran. You know, Shaitan, when he has conversations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, naturally when we refer to this being as Shaitan, it's a capital S, right? It's a proper noun. This is somebody, this is Iblis. And so we talked about the difference between Shayateen and Iblis, but Iblis is a Shaitan. And so when we look at his own admission to the relentless nature with which he will come after us, Allah says in Surah Al-A'raf, what the words of Shaitan himself in verse number 17, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. He says, I will come after them from in front of them, وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, and from behind them, وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شِمَالِهِمْ, and from their right side and from their left side. وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you will not find many of them grateful. This is a clear declaration, right, from Shaitan, that I will attack them from the front, the back, and the sides, and at all times I will constantly be attacking them. And this is something that, again, I emphasize without feeling shy of repetition. We cannot take these words lightly, right? We cannot take these stratagems lightly. And when you look at the tafsir of this, our fifth Imam Al-Baqir alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, salli ala Nadim wa Ali Muhammad, he describes what does it mean when Shaitan says he will attack from all sides. He says, when he says that he will attack us from the front, ma'anahu uhawwinu alayhim amrul akhirah. That what that means is that he will make the hereafter seem unimportant to people, right? So one of the tricks that Shaitan will use is he will say, you know what, akhirah, so much, so far away. Right? Why are you so worried about akhirah? Focus on dunya. Make your dunya better. And that's one of the tricks of Shaitan. And then وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, and from behind him, أَمُرُهُمْ بِجَمْعِ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْبُخْلِ بِهَا عَنِ الْحُقُوقِ. He says, and from behind him means that Shaitan will command you and will make you passionate in gathering wealth and to be stingy in fulfilling the rights that you have to fulfill. And so we will chase things. Right? We will chase things not with the desire of using those things to benefit others, but to chase things for my own benefit, right? With that understanding, لِتَبْقَى لِوَرَثَتِهِمْ SubhanAllah, right? So that the heirs will have more. So I do these things and arbacha mate, yeah? For my kids I'm doing these things, right? SubhanAllah, right? The Imam says that's what shaitan does. That's how he tricks us, right? So instead of maybe paying a little bit more here in charity, I will say, no, let's just save that for our kids. How about your kids will have a degree better than yours, yeah? They'll have a job better than yours, inshallah, right? But this is how, again, the stratagems of shaitan. And then, وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ From the right side, أُفْسِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ أَمْرَ دِينِهِمْ بِتَزْيِينِ الضَّلَالَةِ وَتَحْسِينِ الشُّبْهَةِ He says, and he will destroy their religion by beautifying dalal, deviation. Yeah? Things which are haram will become normal. Not only will they become normal, they will seem attractive, right? Things that we desire. And again, the way the world works, and we'll focus a lot of this in the last two lectures about the specific tricks that shaitan uses, and this comes within them, and glorifying wa tahsinu shubha, and will glorify doubts. Right? Again, subhanAllah, this is another trick of shaitan, right? To make us think, well, it's a gray area. Well, this is allowed, but we can find a loophole to get through it, right? Loopholes, surprisingly, subhanAllah, how many emails I get to find them loopholes, you know? But again, this is what shaitan wants. Shaitan wants us to just belittle the religion so that we can find a way to do what we want to do. And then وَعَنْ شَمَالِهِمْ And from behind بِتَحْبِيبِ اللَّذَّاتِ إِلَيْهِمْ وَتَغْلِيبِ الشَّهَوَاتِ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ By making them fall in love with the pleasures of this world, right? And having desires conquer their hearts. You know, if you look at these descriptions, like we're drowning in them. Right? Like we're literally drowning in them. The chase of these things, the running after these things, whether it's the desire for... It never stops, right? Like desire for good grades, and good grades to good university to good job to great job to a house, to a spouse, to now kids. And now what we're doing is constantly, right? Constantly. And it doesn't even stop after we have acquired, because now to upkeep what I have acquired takes that much energy, right? And so what you find is that alhamdulillah, I'm able to buy a house, I'm able to buy a car, but man, I have to work really hard to pay the mortgage bill, right? I have to work really hard to pay that car payment, I have to work really hard to live that lifestyle that I have, and in that process, this is life. Don't even get it confused, it is life, right? But in that process of life, the moment that that life prevents me from preparing for my akhirah, that's when shaitan has won, right? And it's not that I necessarily sacrifice my akhirah. What you find sometimes is that we just pause the pursuit for akhirah, right? So I have to do these things. And in that process, I know I have to pray Salatul Layl. I've heard about the merits of Salatul Layl, but one day I'll pray Salatul Layl, right? One day I'll do these fasts. One day I'll do all of these things. One day I'll go for Hajj. One day I'll go... It just keeps getting pushed off and pushed off and pushed off. And subhanAllah, you know, we may blame many things for this, right? We may blame dunya, we blame desires, we blame society, we blame friends. We're good at blaming the West, right? All these things, dunya, friends, West, society, they're just the stratagems of shaitan. Yeah, these are the tools of shaitan, right? And this is what shaitan uses to try to just make us confused. You know, if shaitan can succeed in pausing our pursuit of God, shaitan has won. He doesn't need to make us go in another path. But just the pause to say, you know what, I'll do this later, right? I will figure it out later. I will read this book later. I will think about this later. I will pray this later. I will do that later. Just that pause. And shaitan has won, right? And that's the strategy that shaitan tries to use.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.